Welcome back to the Voice of the Guard. In this episode, we sit down with 30-year-old Sergeant Tiana Clark, a human resource non-commissioned officer with the Recruiting and Retention Battalion, to hear her unique experience harmonizing military service with a successful career in pageantry and modeling. Sergeant Clark shares how the skills she learned from the California Army National Guard helped her win the title of Miss California 2023, a prestigious role within the Miss Universe organization that represents not only beauty and poise, but also service, advocacy, and leadership on and off the stage.
So I think on the surface, it definitely seems like two completely opposite industries, right? But actually, being a part of both worlds, they are actually a lot more similar than people deem it to be. I would say my experience in boot camp definitely helped to build the foundation for that, build that courage of just trying new things and doing something that I hadn't thought that I could do before. Stepping into the pageantry world was something that was new for me. And once again, I think going throughout training and just being in the Guard kind of helped set that foundation for, okay, even though this is something new that you're trying, it's something that you can do. It's something that you can complete and accomplish. And I think that's part of what I was able to express and embody in the interview room when it came to competing for Miss California. That's had led me to winning. Also, leadership, right? Leadership is a huge part of just what the National Guard and what the Army embodies, right? And it was interesting because one of my last onstage questions before getting crowned was, how would you describe leadership? When I heard that question, I'm like, oh my gosh, this question was built for me. Thank you. So I definitely felt that that was an opportunity for me to speak about the Guard, which I did. Just having the opportunity to just tie it all together in front of a crowd and just being in that moment was something that I was very proud about. Those are the ways that I think they correlate with each other, and yeah.
Tiana's career choice between the Guard and pageantry stemmed from a similar goal: to inspire others to be proud of who they are and gravitate towards goals beyond social norms.
So I have been modeling since I was a kid. I got scouted when I was 11 years old. But what kind of sparked my interest to continue modeling and also joining the National Guard, they were both rooted in purpose. So modeling gave me a way to express my creativity and to be able to kind of storytell using art, to be able to dress up, you know, do shoots, and all of that has to do with storytelling, right? So just being able to inspire other women in ways that they can also express their creativity as well. And when it came to joining the National Guard, it was a little bit of a deeper purpose because it allowed me to challenge myself and become a part of something bigger than myself. I was able to show women that they could still be feminine and express their creativities and just kind of be their true selves, right? No matter where they come from. I was able to kind of merge the two worlds, and being a soldier or being in the National Guard in particular, we are about like having a civilian life, right? Being able to go to school, being able to have that civilian job, at the same time serve your community. So I feel like being a representative of that was definitely something that I was able to carry on with me and hopefully inspire others to do the same.
The road to success was not without challenges, as navigating doubts from both herself and others were obstacles she needed to overcome.
I've definitely had doubters throughout and also before entering both careers. I joined the National Guard first. I had people tell me, oh, there's other ways to get benefits. There's other ways to grow in your career. There's other ways to be successful besides joining the military and joining like a dangerous job. But for me, I also have more of a girly personality, right? I realized what the purpose for me doing it was. And for me, it's like once I set my mind on something, I'm like, okay, no, like I have to go. You know, I have to go. I have to finish it. I have to complete it. Once again, it was just a challenge for me, right? Because I knew I just wanted to grow, and it wouldn't just be something internally that would benefit me, but also my future family, also my future. You know, I took a look at the bigger picture and I weighed it. I said, you know what? I think what comes out of it is going to be more beneficial to what I'm feeling now, to maybe the fears that I'm feeling now and the doubts that I'm hearing now.
Overcoming doubt doesn't always have to be faced from your own grit alone. Motivation to overcome can stem from somebody you can look up to. For Tiana, her mother is a motivational role model she looks up to.
My mom, she was a first responder, and she's a woman who embodies confidence, resilience, but also femininity. And she, I would say, was the main, a huge factor of kind of where I got that grit, but still, like, you know, softness at the same time. And just kind of seeing how she embodied that, how she carried herself and how she worked hard and how she accomplished her goals in her work field and how she raised me and the values that she instilled in me. I think that played a huge part in how I view my duty and my role in the National Guard.
Winning Miss California in 2023 against over 86 other contestants was just the beginning. The importance of holding the title and representing the California Army National Guard as a soldier meant inspiring others to push beyond their expectations and create goals, a responsibility she hopes to embody, all the while encouraging to be yourself.
The things that I've learned in the National Guard, especially when it comes to the Army values, has definitely allowed me to carry that into my pageant world as well. Another one of the important values that I feel like I was able to embody being a title holder was selfless service. Being a title holder involved a lot of advocacy and being a voice and a mouthpiece for others and being able to encourage women in their journey of growth, in their journey of becoming who they are, and just being able to embrace their worth beyond what society tells them, beyond any limitations that they've experienced. And so not only was I able to be that mouthpiece and advocate for others, I was also able to inspire and teach others to, or other women to do the same. My message to recruits, as well as those who are already in the Guard, with my story, I not only want to leave people understanding that they can do both, something that they're passionate about as well as serve the community, but also the importance of character, the importance of who you are on the inside, not letting anybody tell you that you can't do something, especially if you've already set your mind to it, but also understanding that your character is really what's going to be the thing that propels you forward. How you treat people, how you view yourself, how you stay consistent, how you work hard, things aren't just going to come to you. So all those things are important values that I took from the Guard and also took from modeling and hopefully embody today.